Welcome to the Yellow World. It's your girl Aundi. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'm so delighted to be hosting you guys once again. I hope you're okay. I hope you're keeping sane. I hope you're taking care of yourself and hydrating. I really, really hope you're giving every day your best. It's actually 4:39 a.m. on Thursday, and I'm up to record. Let me tell you guys, I set an alarm to wake up at 4 and start recording at 4. I woke up and then I was just sitting on the bed like, why do I really have to? But then I had to because I have an accountability partner where not like I didn't want to do it. I really wanted to, but deep down I just wanted to postpone it. And you guys, how is adulting? Because let me tell you, for me, it's literally the ultimate ghetto. Like, getting home and deciding what you're having for dinner and eating and then doing dishes and then again getting ready for tomorrow. Routine is just being a lot. I'm not complaining, but I'm just saying there are times I don't want to do it, and I hope when you have those times you have someone or something that will remind you it's worth it and you should keep going. And I hope you love what you do. I hope you get to a point where you actually find something that you'll love to do. Yeah, because today was just a lot, and then I just sat on the bed thinking, why do I do this? And then it all came back to me, the contentment I'd get after doing it and all. So I just woke up. And yeah, right now I'm sitting on the couch with my dog beside me. He's sleeping like the baby boy he is, and I am here recording. And on today's episode, I saw something on Wabosha's podcast, or is it YouTube, where she wrote a letter to her younger self. And when I turned 23, I was just, you know, some time back, yes, I turned 23, I wrote a letter to my younger self, and I'm going to read that letter to you guys, and I hope you're able to write a letter to your younger self, and that will help you track how far you've come, and actually recognize the little miracles that you are apparently ignoring. Okay, so a letter to my younger self. I had just turned 23, and this is how it goes. I hope I never take my blessings for granted. I hope I'm as careful and intentional as I was the first time. I'm really excited. Dear Aundi, love, you're trying so hard to prove your worth. The pick me attitude and mentality isn't worth it. Stop. You are worthy. Stop proving you deserve attention, time, and love. You do, and with the right guy, it's gonna be easy. Stop trying to help create your ideal man. When you meet him, you'll know it. It will all feel right, and everything will fall into place. Peace of mind is very vital. Choose your battles. Peace is better than being right. Don't let everything that's going on around you dictate your reactions and decision. Choose peace. Always. Boundaries, right now you have none, but can you believe you actually get some? You settled for way less, compromised a lot, messed up way too many times, but now you know what's not for you. No is a complete sentence now, and I'm so proud of you. Career, you have no idea what you want to do later in life, although you have really nice grammar, you're outgoing and super resourceful. You take HR. Imagine that. Then work at a very good company for a year. You later do travel and tourism, which you really love. You're 23 now, super excited about what the future holds. You're mindful, you're loved, and you're really, really working towards being the best version of yourself. Keep at it. And did I mention you started a podcast? It's called the Yellow Word Podcast. And you're doing an amazing job, darling. Keep at it. Keep being authentic. And That was just something I jotted down, and yeah, I immediately recognized how far I've come and how the journey has not been easy, but I have been consistent and I've been pressing on and I've been focusing on the good. They've just been positive. And I hope you choose you. I hope you focus on the good. I hope you are positive. I hope you keep doing it consistently. I hope you find something that ignites you every other time, something that reminds you why you started, something that keeps that bubbly in you as you do what you do. And I love you so much. And when it's too much and you don't know why you started, I hope something reminds you why you started and gives you the zeal and motivation to keep going. Thank you so much for keeping it yellow. Thank you so much for rooting for me. I hope you're keeping sane, and until next time, I love you guys so, so much, and have an amazing one, you guys, and happy Valentine's. Bye.